Let me just make a short statement about the killing of Osama bin Laden and then open it up to any questions you've got. Obviously, that's the big news, and it's very welcome news. This has been in the works, the effort to find and either capture or kill Osama bin Laden has been underway for a very long time. And I think our military, our intelligence community, our president all deserve significant credit for having carried out the operation and done so successfully. All the details as to how it was done, I'm sure, will come out in the next few days. But obviously, when you take on a project like this or an effort like this, there are substantial risks that are involved. I think what some of us are old enough to remember when President Carter tried an effort to rescue the hostages in Tehran in 1980, and that was unsuccessful, resulted in the death of, I believe, 8 U.S. servicemen. So this was very successful, and I congratulate everybody who was involved in it, and it's a good day for the country. So let me stop with that. And Bill, did you have questions?
Well, yes. Let me ask, do you think Osama bin Laden's death will now hasten, maybe even just complete, put added pressure to get out of Afghanistan?
I don't know that this will have a major impact on our strategy or timetable or commitment in Afghanistan. I do think that to the extent that al-Qaeda is weakened and undermined, that the justification for us being militarily engaged to the extent we are in Afghanistan is less. So we'll just have to see going forward what the judgment is about how involved and robust the efforts of al-Qaeda are expected to continue to be.
I'll pass for now.
Okay. John, did you have questions?
Yes, sir. I'm concerned about Pakistan and what they knew and when they knew it. Have you had any feedback as far as knowledge that the Pakistani government knew of bin Laden's whereabouts? And what is this going to do as far as the United States relationship with that country?
I haven't. I don't have any information on that other than what's in the news accounts. I gather that the Pakistan government did not know about this this military operation or this strike that the military and the intelligence community just successfully completed. Anything beyond that, I'm just not informed.
All right. Has there been any response from the terrorist groups around the country? I haven't heard of any, but just wondered if you had had information on that in relationship.
No, well, again, I have no information other than what's currently in the news accounts. We haven't had any briefings here in the Congress. Members of Congress are just coming back into town. I think we go into session later this afternoon, but there's nothing that's been told to us up until now.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
Okie doke. Bill, do you have anything else?
Yes, I do. Now that the Senate is back in session, do you think Leader Harry Reid is going to bring the Ryan budget before you anytime soon?
I believe he made a statement in the last week or so that he was planning to bring that up for a vote here in the Senate. I don't know what his schedule is. I think he'll advise us tomorrow morning as to what his plans are for the week or the next 3 or 4 weeks. We have a 4-week work period here prior to the week of Memorial Day back in our respective states. But I haven't heard whether he's going to bring it up this week or not.
Representative Paul Ryan has made a big point out of saying that his plan would allow Americans to have the same access to health care as members of Congress.
Well, I think it's clear that that's not the case, that members of Congress have the government, essentially, just like all federal workers do, have the government paying a percentage of the cost of their premiums for the complete coverage that they have, their health care coverage that they choose. The Ryan plan does not in any way commit to that. It limits the amount of money that a person receives, a Medicare beneficiary would receive toward the cost of health insurance, and cuts it off at that. It does not increase as the cost of the health care premium increases.
Doesn't your plan include a 75% guarantee by the government that they will take care of 75% of all the expenses forever?
I believe what the federal plan, and as I say, this applies to all federal employees. It's not limited to the Congress. But I think that the federal plan is that you can choose a health care insurance policy or a company, a private company, to buy your health care from, and the government will pay anywhere from 67% up to, I thought it was more like 72 or 73%. Of the cost of the premiums, depending on which plan you choose. And that then continues during the time that you're covered by the federal health care plan.
My understanding is the Ryan plan does not provide for that.
No, I agree. It does not. And so I think there's, to try to compare the two, I think they're not comparable. Medicare, particularly after the full effect of the Republican plan would be in place, I think clearly the cost to seniors, the risk of substantial medical cost to seniors is shifted from the government to them.
Okay, I'll pass again.
Okie doke. John, did you have anything else?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, I've got one more.
Sure, go ahead. Sure.
There's a report from a committee in the House, Democratic subcommittee, about the use of fracking materials, chemicals in water as a compound to break up the shale and get natural gas out of it, and how they say those chemicals are laden with harmful ingredients. New Mexico is high on the list for the use of these fracking compounds. Is this being considered in any discussion of energy legislation in the Senate?
Well, I think it's being considered. Frankly, I think the EPA is in a better position to make a judgment as to whether there's any damage threatened as to groundwater or water quantities anywhere as a result of materials used in the fracking process. I think what we're looking at in the Senate is something that might require that we have full disclosure of whatever chemicals there are, so that knowledge is there. Obviously, if EPA determines that there is a threat to the groundwater, that would justify action by them. But I have not heard that they have concluded that as yet.
In order for EPA to actually study it and make a determination, they would need the Senate lever, wouldn't they, to identify the chemicals in the material?
Well, it would help, I think, but frankly, the EPA currently has authority to require companies to give them that information on a confidential basis. The real issue is, should we require that it be made public and available so that anyone who's got a question about the adequacy of the protections that are in place for their groundwater would be able to see what those chemicals were.
And would you be in favor of making it public?
I generally think it should be. I haven't seen a justification for not doing that. And I'd point out that there are several of the larger oil companies that have already made the decision to make that information public, and I believe are doing so now.
Okay, many thanks.
Okay.
That's it for me.
Okay, thanks both for talking to me.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.